Wherever you are in the world, whatever your background, whoever you are with KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. And I've said this before on the stage, you know, one of the things about living in Orange County is that we tend to sort of live in a very tribal way. If not in gated communities, then certainly we live in our communities and we don't get out and meet our neighbours as much as perhaps would benefit us in a sort of multiracial, multicultural society. And so you have to sort of make a beeline, make an effort to go and do something to find out who your neighbours are. And, of course, when people don't know each other and don't understand each other, that can lead to problems in society too. So we've got a really great guest this morning. Dr. Sobo is here, and he's come to talk about an open house at Mission Viejo Mosque this Sunday, October 29th. It starts at 11 in the morning, goes till 3 o'clock. So if you've never been to a mosque, and I'm presuming, actually, you haven't been to a mosque, then you should do this. Tyler wants to go, don't you, Tyler?
I really want to go. I can't wait to hear more about it.
Yeah, Doc. Hi, Doc. Thanks for coming.
Morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Now, this open house at the mosque, whose idea was that?
Well, this is right now, it became a national movement. It started back in 2002 by an organization called the Islamic Shura Council of Southern California. It's an umbrella organization for all the mosques and the Islamic organizations in Southern California. And we said, you know what? A lot of people have misconceptions about us. A lot of people don't know whom we are, even though their doctors might be Muslims, their cab drivers might be Muslims, but they don't actually know what is Islam is all about, and there's a lot of misconceptions out there. So we said, you know what? Let's open the doors. People come in, see how it looks. There's no guns, no bombs, no crazy stuff
right,
inside.
There must have been a response to, like, because you took 2002 response to 9/11.
1 year after 9/11.
Right. And so the Muslim community, I would think, were feeling under pressure and and nervous when you walked down the street.
There was a lot of apprehension, fear, skepticism. But the moment people walked in 2002, we realized that this is a great idea.
Right, an opportunity, yeah.
Yes, people got to meet us, got to talk to us, got to understand what do we believe, what we think, and got to ask really difficult questions that unfortunately they don't get the chance to get the right answers usually on a daily basis. So they, it was a great success. Hundreds of people, if not thousands, flooded into mosques throughout Southern California, all the way from Riverside all the way to Culver City. And this has been going on for the past, I would say, 15 years.
And so people get to find out about Islam.
Yes.
Is there a talk? Somebody give a talk?
Yes. So usually people come in. In some mosques, there are projects. In some mosques, there are youth, young people sitting down presenting some kind of video presentations or a board presentation. And there are some food and snacks and lunch sometimes. And the highlight of the whole visit is the talk, what we call it Islam 101 presentation, where I personally, for example, sit down in a different mosque every year. This year, I'll be in the Mission Viejo Mosque talking.
Cool. Right, good.
And I'll give a presentation. What is Islam all about? What's the difference between being a Muslim and being a Middle Eastern? Or what's the difference between culture and religion? How Muslim Americans are so American, more than many people know or think about. Yes, that presentation takes about half an hour, 40 minutes, and then we open it for Q&A.
Q&A, right, good.
And a lot of people have a lot of questions, a lot of interesting questions.
I'm sure people are quite polite. Do you get the difficult questions?
Well, there are difficult questions, and year after year, we get to learn how to tackle these situations. Majority of people are polite and nice and willing to understand, and they're open-minded. But every once in a while, you get the person who comes and whispers in your ears and tells you, "I'm here to ruin your day." So
really?
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
So and they end up trying to get into an argument rather than asking a question. The good thing about it that the audience are the ones who shut them down, saying, "You know what? This is not for this. We're here to learn. We're here to understand. We're here to..."
Right. You're not there to defend ISIS. You're there to talk about the mosque.
Absolutely not.
Right, of course. The mosque is a. I've been to this mosque, Mission Viejo Mosque. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. Yep. Can you explain how a mosque is laid out?
So mosques in general in California or in America in general, they come in different sizes and different shapes. Some of them are huge structures built in with minarets and domes. Some of them are warehouses converted to a mosque. Some of them are even a garage in a house or a storefront facility.
Like churches can be any
Absolutely. It all depends on the budget the community have, the age of the community, and the ethnicity of the community and where their background from. So, but in general, all the mosques have a common thing, which is a huge hall, carpeted, and a pulpit in the front. Usually it doesn't have chairs like churches. People, when they attend the sermons during the Islamic worship, they sit on the floor. During the open mosque, we accommodate our guests by having chairs so they can comfortably be sitting down. Usually there are areas of multi-purpose room, youth rooms, libraries.
Schools and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, but now people are going to get to, you talk about the main hall, people are going to get to watch or witness one of the five prayers.
Absolutely.
While they're there too.
Yes. So, as you know, the Muslims pray five times a day.
Yeah.
Many of your audience maybe not know that, but we divide the day into five periods, five blocks of times. And within each one of these blocks or each one of these periods, we do one prayer. And it takes like a few minutes. It's a physical form of prayer. I'm sure you've seen people standing up, bowing down, putting their heads on the floor. That's the prayer that we do. During that visit is the noon prayer, which happens at 1 p.m. So those who are there, they will witness how Muslims are praying and how they get together and they stand in lines and they perform that prayer.
And they'll get to ask questions about what's actually going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what time is everything happening? What's the schedule?
So we open our doors at 11 at the mission, the Yahoo Mosque, and till 3. So you can come anytime between. I would say if you want to get the best out of the visit and get the best experience, plan to stay there for maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours. You'll get to meet people. You might actually see people that you know. You get to talk to them and see actually... they're very friendly people.
And can you talk about the food? Do you guys have some?
I was going to say, will there be hummus?
Yeah.
Most probably, yes. In the Mission Viejo Mosque, yes, there'll be hummus. But depends on the mosque that you're going to. Some mosques will have double cheeseburgers and pasta and pizza.
Right.
Some mosques will have bean pies and pumpkin pies if it's an African-American mosque. The Mission Viejo Mosque have a very strong Middle Eastern influence.
Well,
so
good.
Yes.
So unlikely to be hummus.
Yeah. Hummus will be there.
Yeah. It's very important, the hummus, I think. It's going to bring people together.
That's how I'm going to choose which mosque I'm going to.
But what Dr. Serbo is saying is very important because obviously Islam spread across the world. You know, so culturally, the background is very different from, say, North Africa across to,
absolutely,
I don't know, Persia or Iraq. So, yeah.
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest misconceptions about Islam, that all Muslims are the same.
Who makes the best hummus, do you think?
Syrians, I would say.
Syrians. You know what? You're right. I think you're right. Best falafel as well. That's the place for the hummus.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's really great.
Well, that's it. I'm going to Syria.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, very good. Well, I'm very excited about this. I've done it before myself a number of times and really enjoyed it and really enjoyed just the fact that we get to meet our neighbours, because therein lies the thing. That thing after, as you said, after 9/11, people didn't know each other. And if you get to know each other, you get to find out that they're just... I mean, doctor, you're a doctor, but you're actually a dentist. Let's tell the truth here.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So, I mean, it doesn't get more ordinary than that, really. Although, I must say, hardest job in the world being a dentist. I wouldn't want to do it, looking in people's mouths all day. but you get to meet your neighbours and really get to understand that they are Americans like everybody else, you know, and it's, for me anyway, the people's backgrounds, North African, whatever, very fascinating, and the food, big deal.
Yeah. Mission Viejo Mosque, open house this Sunday, like Dr. Serbo mentioned, starting at 11, ending around 3. And like you said, every mosque is doing this as well.
Now, the mosque's at Mission Viejo on Madero Drive, but there's a way to find out more about this and a way to just make sure that you get a place. So it's ocif.org is the website for the mosque. How about the Shura organization?
The Shura Council has, I would say, over 20 mosques are open this year. They participated, and the website is...
That's okay. We'll find it later.
Yeah. Fine. Sure. What does Shura mean?
Shura means consultations.
Ah.
Gathering and consultation. And the website is shuracouncil.org.
S-H-U-R-A?
S-H-U-R-A. Council.org.
All right. And you can also call the mosque at 595-0480. 949-595-0480. 11 o'clock on Sunday at Mission Viejo Mosque. You can Google all of that. You don't need me to tell you.
Dr. Sobo, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Pleasure.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. See you soon. Appreciate it.